Yes, thanks, Kieran. We've about 20 seconds left in normal time. A chance for the Inish own league, but it's gone over the bar. So it's looking as if the Donegal League will progress to the next round of this competition. The scoreline as it stands, one apiece. That means the Donegal Junior League leading 4-3 on aggregate. At stake, a place in the quarterfinals of this prestigious competition. This afternoon, the Donegal League going into this game with a 3-2 advantage from the first leg, and they got off to a great start. Eddie O'Reilly, the Fanard United man, a nice neat touch getting the ball beyond Jonathan Noon in the Inish Owen League goal after just 6 minutes. And then we saw the Inish Owen League getting back into the game. They had a purple patch, three or four chances, unable to score, and then on 28 minutes they did deservedly get the equaliser. Tommy McMonagall, the former Finn Harps man, getting the final touch from a Brendan McLaughlin free. There had been appeals for offside, but they were dismissed, and so it was one apiece at the break into the second half. And before I give you some more details, it's a corner for the Inishowen League. This could be last chance saloon, and a header, and that could be the final chance. John D. McLaughlin with a header, but it's gone straight at the goalkeeper, Blake Forkin, and that was a golden opportunity missed. 46 minutes gone in the second half, and so it's looking as if the Donegal League are going to hold on. One all today will be enough to get them through. I was just going to give you some of the other details of this second half, and not least the fact that the Inishowen League down to 10 men on 70 minutes. Calvin Gallagher, a straight red for a foul on Adrian Delap. Fortunately, Delap, it sounded a lot worse than it perhaps was, because he did get up and recover and has certainly played his part since then. There's been plenty of substitutes thrown on by the respective managers, Dermot O'Brien of the Inishowen League and John Francis Dugan of the Donegal Junior League. We're deep into stoppage time now. Most of the additional time which will be applied by Vincent McLaughlin, referee, will be for those substitutions, and also that delay when Delap was on the ground for a few minutes. We've had a couple of other chances. Peter Doherty had a shot saved for the Inishowen League a few moments ago, but it's the Donegal League on the attack here, deep inside the opposition territory, and a shot coming in the end, it was saved. Shane McNamee, one of the substitutes, getting the shot in there, but Jonathan Noon was equal to it, and the ball is cleared. The ball back now with the Inishowen League. Can they muster up one final attack? It's one apiece in this Oscar Traynor Cup game between the Donegal League and the Inishowen League. Unfortunately, this year, the way the competition has panned out, only one of these sides can progress to the latter stages of the competition. Both leagues, of course, former winners in years past, and on this occasion, well, just one team going through. It's currently Kieran McDade, the captain of the Inishowen League, who is in possession, but he's deep inside his own half. A lot of work to do. The time is ticking away. We've now played 3 minutes of additional time. Referee hasn't looked at his watch again, so there could be time for one last chance. The ball is skied into the air, midway inside the Donegal League half. There's a bending desperately here. They have retrieved possession again. Shane McNamee trying to get the ball away, but Inishowen have won it back once more, and it's through James Henry, who has certainly shone in midfield for the Inishowen League this afternoon. A very, very tidy player. Kieran McDade launches a long ball deep into the box, and it's hit clear by Paul Boyle, that comes back out, and then it's a little bit of a rebound, and ultimately the ball just lands in front of Blake Forkin, the Donegal Junior League keeper, and he will not be in any hurry to get rid of this. Looking up, and this could well be the final clearance from him. The Donegal League personnel will be hoping that the whistle will go, but referee Vincent McLaughlin has still found a little bit more time as we approach the 4 minute mark here at Diamond Park in Ballyar. Excellent conditions for a game of football. It's been a good contest between these two sides. Not much between them. The ball has gone out of play on the far side, and it's really up to the Inishowen League now to produce something at this late stage. Can they find something to force this game into extra time? They've lost possession. The ball is still deep inside their own half, and it's going to be a free for the Inishowen League, and they will push everybody forward for this. Kieran McDade, the captain, the Buncrana Hearts man, will just move the ball forward about 10 yards inside his own half on the right side. The referee tells him to push it back a bit. He'd have stolen a few yards, but this surely the last chance for the Inishowen League in this Oscar Traynor game. It's one apiece, but they trail 4-3 in aggregate. The ball is pumped forward. It's headed clear by Paul Ball at the edge of the box. Maddie Crossan is in there, and then it's cleared out, and there goes the final whistle. So, all over here in Ballyar, it's finished. The Donegal Junior League 1, the Inishowen Junior League 1. That means that the Donegal Junior League win 4-3 on aggregate. Eddie O'Reilly with the goal today for the Donegal League. He'd scored 2 in the first leg, and the equaliser coming from Tommy McMonagall. Both teams exchanging handshakes. And it's the Donegal Junior League who progress in this year's Oscar Traynor Cup. Full time at the Diamond Park in Ballyar. It's the Donegal Junior League 1, the Inishowen Junior League 1, and the Donegal Junior League progress to the quarterfinals, 4-3 on aggregate. We hope to get some post-match reaction during the next 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll bring it to you later on Sunday Sport.